Coming up, I'm going to tell you what every successful person has and what you need. I'll be joined by special guest David Nurse. And then the strong job market is causing students to drop out of college. We'll break that down. And of course, I'm going to coach you up. Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I'm your coach, giving you the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact. That's right. Your professional life should be absolutely working for your benefit. Your personal life and professional life are inextricably connected, and we want to help you win on both sides of it because there's a unique contribution that you were created to make. Let's go. Let's talk about successful people. I have had the privilege to know, to interview so many different well-known successful people. And then I'm successful. I have friends that are successful. It has nothing to do with notoriety or celebrity. But there is something that is consistent that all of these people have. And I want you to have it. So get ready, because I'm about ready to challenge some of you, because I think that you have some success, but you are limiting your success, or in other words, you are putting a lid on your success if, in fact, you don't have this. What am I talking about? A coach. You need a coach. You need a coach in multiple areas of your life, not just in your professional life. You need somebody coaching you on your parenting. You need somebody coaching you on your marriage. You need somebody coaching you on your mental and physical health. On some level, in some aspect, you need coaching. I'm always fascinated. I'm a big golf fan, and I'm trying to take the sport seriously. Some of you have been watching the show recently know I'm spending a lot of time on the golf course trying to get better, and it's been one of the great challenges of my life. Interestingly enough, Alex, I haven't told you this. The amount of content that I'm developing on the golf course for this show is exciting. I'm not kidding. You're laughing. I'm serious. I don't mean like comedic content. There's plenty of that. I'm talking like as I work through the process of getting better, acquiring skill, struggling with the frustration of learning. Boy, I'm getting some good content I'm going to be sharing in the days ahead. But I need a golf coach, and I've always been fascinated by the greatest golfers in the world. You know, I watch these major golf tournaments, and there's Tiger Woods out on the driving range, hitting balls in the shadow of his coach. A coach, by the way, that couldn't ever dream of beating Tiger Woods in an actual match. So I think it's really important to understand this before I unpack this. The world's greatest athletes have coaches that could not compete with them one-on-one. But it is the eye of the coach. It is the approach of the coach that makes coaches so valuable. Not their necessary skill set has to be better than yours. It's really interesting to think coach in a broad sense. Now, having said that, I'm friends with lots of coaches on social media and in person, and it's just kind of the work I do, and it's all behind the scenes stuff, and I really love pouring into other coaches. And one of the coaches that I've gotten to know and really come to enjoy our time together because we sharpen each other is a young guy by the name of David Nurse, who is an NBA shooting coach. So he is hired by NBA players who are at the top of the chain, folks. And they hire David to help them shoot better, to handle the ball better, to do minutia and fundamentals better. So I had him in studio recently because I wanted him to teach you, as I asked him, about the importance of coaching. So I want to play a clip, and I want you to listen as we talk about the importance of coaching and then what I learned from it. Let's watch this. Here is my conversation with David Nurse. Why is it that those who we don't assume need the specialized coaching crave it? What's going on there?
You know what that is? That's a great point. And the best of the best want to be coached. They want to get better. So these guys like Kyle Korver, Klay Thompson, the best shooters in the NBA who probably don't need necessarily this big overtaking and overhaul, but they want to continue to improve and they need somebody to hold them accountable in doing so. So yeah, everybody needs a coach for that reason, accountability. They need a guide. They need an expert in the field that they want to get better at. I use the analogy like a Formula One race car driver. I like to view myself as that, but I want to have a coach. I want to have an expert in each area of my life so that I can continue to grow. Because if I'm just doing it on my own, like I don't necessarily know the right path to get there. And these players, they don't necessarily know exactly, hey, this is what happened on my shot here. Or more importantly for shooters is their confidence. And it's easy if you're by yourself and you're going through a game and you're missing 10 shots and you're having bad games, like the self-doubt weighs in. It's just our natural inclination to doubt ourselves. So to have somebody there alongside of you to say, well, actually, here's this game where you were absolutely on fire. That's still the person that you are. All that happened here is, I mean, you just, you know, you didn't hold your follow through. It's a very easy fix. Now you get them back on track. So you have an expert in each area, each field of your life. Like for business, everybody should have a business coach. If you're trying to grow a business, you should have a business coach. But for finances, if you don't know exactly what you're doing with your finances, that's not your expert field, you should have a finance coach, a fitness coach. So we can't do everything great at a super high level. You do your one, maybe two things great, and then you have the people, the team around you that you build. So these great players like the Kobe's and the Jordans and all, they understood this. And what I do for a lot of NBA players now is I help them with their mindset. I help them get in the right space of mind and during pressure situations, set up their habits, because they don't necessarily know this, but they also know that, hey, I need the best team around me.
So I love this point here. We're talking about the Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans, the Tiger Woods. They want a coach because they can't see everything. This is a real key takeaway. And as I was listening to David, and I wanted to bring this to you, understand this, that I have my own blind spots. Again, I'll go back to the golf analogy. You know what's particularly painful for me, but good for me? Is when I go out with my golf coach brother. My brother, Jamie, is a college golf coach. And he does this, Alex, when I'm not paying attention, but he just pulls out his iPhone real subtle and he'll video one of my swings. And then we get in the car, he goes, let me show you what you do here. And I'm like, oh gosh, when I watch myself on video, it is painful, but watch, it's also helpful. Let me say it again. Embracing coaching is painful, but it is helpful. Why do the best of the best desire coaching? Because the best of the best desire to get better. It has been said many times, many different ways, that if you aren't growing, you are in some ways dying. You are atrophying, right? If you've ever broken a bone and you've been in a cast and you take that cast off 6, 8 weeks, 3 months later, literally the muscle, the area that has been in the cast has withered away. So is it enough to acknowledge, Ken, I get it. I think you're right. I need a coach. Is it enough to sign a coach up? The answer to both those questions is no. None of that will help if you aren't coachable. Dave and I are going to break down what it means to be coachable next. I got a little Nashville vibe there, Joe. I like it. We are in the shadows of Nashville here, coming to you from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. So thrilled that you've joined us here on the Ken Coleman Show. Think of me as your coach, counselor, and cheerleader, all in one phone call for those of you who are going to join us for the coaching session each day. A little bit later, we'll get into our one-on-one coaching. And I want to, in everything that we do on this show, whether I'm teaching or bringing in a guest or coaching callers up, it is this entire show is designed to help you discover and do what you were created to do. Because let me tell you what happens there. All right, the money is always going to be enough and it's going to come. But the meaning that you experience, it's like a tuning fork going off inside your chest every day? Does it mean that you're not going to have some days where it sucks? No. Does it mean that you're never going to work? By the way, this idea, this phrase that's been uttered so many times, I love to bash it whenever I can think of it. If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. That's total crap. In fact, if you do what you love, you'll work harder and you'll work longer than anybody else. Why? Because of passion and mission. That's why I teach. If you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission, you're on purpose. And people will look at you and marvel at you and say, you were born for this. So those people work harder and longer, but they enjoy it. I got some days where I'm just beat. I get home and I've been on, you know, air. If I go from this show to the Ramsey show, some days I'm broadcasting for 4 hours straight. I might do a couple interviews here and there, and I'm passionate. And I got the juice, baby. I'm excited to try to coach people. And if you're like this all day long, and I kind of am, I mean, when I get in the car some days, I go home and it feels like, you know, I mean, I don't have a whole lot left. Oh boy, it feels good. Am I exhausted some days? Yes. But watch, I'm also exhilarated. Some of you don't know what it's like to be exhausted and exhilarated at the same time. Let me just tell you something. It's fantastic. For those of you who've ever had a good run or a good workout, you know what I'm talking about. You leave the gym or the run exhausted, but you have this high, this chemical and physical reaction that I did something that was worthwhile. This is possible in your work. That's why I do what I do. All right. So if you're just joining us, we have people join us all over the place, different places, YouTube, podcast, SiriusXM, radio. Our first segment, we talked to David Nurse, who's a friend of mine. He is an NBA shooting coach. So NBA players hire this dude to help them shoot better. And he's a specialist. And so I wanted him to come on and talk about the value of a coach. We talked about in the first segment. Why the best want a coach? Because they want to get better. But I said going into the break, acknowledging that you need a coach is not enough. Hiring a coach is not enough. You must be coachable. If my teenagers are sick of one thing, Alex, that I say all the time is, be coachable. My kids are sick of me saying that. But I think it's one of the most important things that I'll ever teach them is you got to be coachable. So I asked him, I said, let's talk about this. What makes a person coachable? Here is more of my conversation with David Nurse. Many times I've told our audience that one of the five qualities that will guarantee you a promotion, right, to move up in life is coachability. Are you coachable? Wow. So I've got to ask you, because I know you've coached a lot of athletes. I won't ask you to name names. However, I want you to teach our audience what makes a person coachable versus not coachable.
Oh, that is the deciding factor if you can be great, that coachability. So if you think you've already made it, or if you think you are the expert, then you're already going to put up a shield and you're not going to want to hear the advice. But if you are open to hearing that, and the best players that I've worked with are the people that will seek out me and ask me questions, and I actually have I can tell from the moment that I meet a player if they have the potential to be an all-star. And that is one of the skills in there is the coachability. Number one, they have the talent. Two, they have the insatiable drive, means are they going to drag me to the gym or do I have to drag them? And then their coachability. And their coachability is the final factor that will decide, can they reach that next level? Because if you think that you know it all and you've already made it to the top, then you're already starting to go downwards. You're already starting to digress. And it's just like the same thing for all of us in life. Like the joy of life is the competition. It's the competition to continue to improve. It's to improve yourself so that you can improve others. And it's like when I talk to college coaches especially, or even these NBA GMs that I'm talking to right now with the draft coming up here, they'll ask me, one of the first questions they'll ask me, Ken, is this player coachable? Meaning, if he comes to my organization, will they learn? Will they listen? Or do they think they've already got it all figured out? And when you think you've all got it figured out, That's when you're going to burn out fast. I've seen it many times in the NBA. So die to your ego, put it away. Understand that other people can help you get there. They want to help you get there. It's not them telling you that you're not great and like you, this is the only way to get, the only way to do it, but it opens you up to the ability to, you know, continue to learn, continue to grow. And that's, I mean, I think honestly, that's just the fun part of life in itself.
All right, two things that David said there that I absolutely love. Number one, he's got NBA coaches and general managers and executives asking him, is this player coachable? And so the takeaway for you is when you're in job interviews or you are in your organization that you want to be in and you want to move up, how are you proving and demonstrating to your leader and other leaders within the organization that you are coachable? You better figure that out, because if you are coachable, you are promotable. Second thing he said, that the joy of life is the competition. How many times do I say that on this show? I'm here to help you get the competitive edge. And don't forget that you're competing against the you of yesterday. Real successful people are competing against themselves. Don't forget that. Really good stuff. David Nurse, he's a best-selling author and obviously a coach. You can check him out, davidnurse.com, at David Nurse. NBA, he's got some great books, and I highly recommend, if you want to get some great coaching and some motivation from a guy like him, check him out. All right, let's switch gears. I got to get to a story here. I hate to say I told you so, but I like to say I told you so. Let's do it in the news. The YouTube audience that watches live, I call them the YouTube crazies. They love when I do this. And this is definitely one of those articles that needs a couple. Okay, because I told you folks, I've been telling you this for several years. It has made some people unfollow me. It is somewhat controversial. I laugh at that term because I'm just a person who is all about common sense. You may not agree with me. That is your right. But I am going to tell you what I think, because I think you need to know it. And then it makes you think. And if you don't agree with me, fine. So a big thing that I've been trying to tell parents, and people who are thinking about pivoting careers is slow your roll before you jump into a degree that you think you must have in order to get where you want to go. This is the cultural marketing message that has been forced on us since the 60s, that the best way to success is through a college degree. Not anymore. And so I give you two questions. Is it the only way to get where you want to go? Is it the best way? If the answer is yes to either one of those, great. Pay cash for it. Don't go into debt. But if the answer is no, good news. There is something, a much better path that is less expensive and less time consuming. But here is a story. Alex, I don't know where the story's from. CNBC. Thank you, sir. Here's the headline. A strong job market is causing more students to drop out of college. Duh. I told you this was going to happen. Here's the bottom line. Students are choosing now to earn over learn. Why? Because they're looking at how much money they can make in the marketplace. And so they're dropping out of college. They're not planning to go back. Why? Because they can make really good money right now. These kids aren't stupid. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, I opened up today's show by talking about the fact that everybody needs a coach in some area of their life, and I would say in multiple areas of your life. If you don't think you need a coach, oh, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to break that down. I mean, come on. Everybody needs a coach, and everybody needs a coach in multiple areas of their life. And so to that end, you know, one of the fabrics of this show, and as co-host of the Ramsey Show, we are coaching people live on the air. And yet, I can't go deep with you in 5 to 6 minutes. I got to do the speed version, right? And so I have a real heart to create an army of coaches, career life coaches that will help you in the way that I help the audience, but they can go deeper with you and they're a whole lot more affordable than I am. You know what I'm saying? All right. I don't have the time to be able to coach people, but I have assembled a group of world-class certified career coaches who have the same values that we do at Ramsey Solutions, that believe in the way that I teach, and they're going to be an extension of me. So we want to announce that we're offering a limited engagement as we begin to pilot this program. It's called Ramsey Career Coaching, and they will help you create a custom plan, and space is limited. We're going to let the first 30 people who raise their hand start out in this program, and we're going to ease into it. Just like I tell you folks, you're starting a side hustle. Let me tell you something. I eat what I cook, and we're going to start this coaching thing slow and figure out the best way to do it right. And so that's why we're limiting this, and we'll just see, and we're going to learn, and I got to talk to these coaches and make sure they're doing a good job. Because I'm going to tell you something. If one of these coaches coaches you up and they treat you poorly, I'm going to fire them. Like, fast. Hear me say that. I don't think that's going to be a problem, but that's why we're going to go slow. So we're going to open this up. It's open now. First 30 people that raise their hand, go through the information process and decide to do it, we're going to close it at 30 to start. Go to kencoleman.com/coaching. kencoleman.com/coaching. And I'm very, very excited about this. All right. Speaking of coaching, let's go. Heather is on the line in Rochester, New York. Heather, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Hi. So I currently work at a CPA firm, and we work in a very niche industry. And I've been here about a year and a half, and I recently applied for my CPA license, and there are a ton of recruiters reaching out to me on LinkedIn, and some of my, you know, friends at other firms are trying to switch into their firm, and I love my firm. It's just I don't know whether or not I should consider taking these other opportunities.
What is causing you to question listening to these opportunities or looking at them?
So I have great benefits at my firm. I love my team. It's an amazing fit. It's just, I don't know if so early in my career, I want to limit myself to the specific industry that we specialize in.
Good.
That's the main concern I have, is kind of like being too narrow too early.
And you think that these recruiters are going to push you into being narrow?
Or no, my current firm. My that's current firm is very...
Yeah, but that's an interesting response, because my question was, what is your concern about listening to the offers? That's the way you presented it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I actually have interviewed and talked to some other places. I'm waiting to hear back.
So you called me to say, is it okay that I'm listening to others?
I guess my main concern is, what are some things I should really be thinking about, besides, you know, is
love
this a good
question.
Fit? Am I going to team? Is what are some other non obvious things I should think about when considering leaving versus staying?
Yes, I
love
this.
My biggest concerns right now are pay and being too narrow.
Got it.
Right now.
Okay, so you've already identified two things. I don't want to just take a job just for pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do that, I'm like millions of other people that have done this recently, and now they regret it. They took a higher paycheck, and that feeling, it's a chemical feeling we get. We feel really good about ourselves. Hey, I got more money in my bank account. I am awesome. And then I get to tell everybody that I was wanted, that somebody wants to take me on a date, or somebody wants to marry me. It's the same concept. Mm-hmm. So we feel really good about it. But here's the deal. We take the new job, we get there, and that wears off pretty quick.
Yes.
We humans adapt quickly, don't we? You know?
Yes.
I mean, no sooner do you let your kid have a bowl of ice cream on a weeknight, they think they're going to get it every weeknight, right? It's just how we are. Like, hey, I've had that. I want more. All right. So you've already given yourself two categories to be wary of. Am I chasing a paycheck only? That means mm-hmm. I'm looking at culture. I'm looking at the sweet spot analogy that I use. So as you are listening to these recruiters, the first and foremost is this putting me on the path to stepping into my sweet spot, to doing work that I was created to do? To me, that's first and foremost. Now, I'm not knocking you, because you're just like every other human being, but I don't give a crap about benefits. Now, I said that to shock some of you because you're like, what? That's not very smart. How could a Dave Ramsey guy say you shouldn't care about benefits? Because if I'm choosing a job to go to based only on benefits, that's going to wear off really fast. And if I'm choosing to stay in a place because I'm super comfortable with my benefits, I might as well just go find a giant trash can lid and smack it on top of my head because I am putting a lid on my future all because, well, I've got really good benefits. I've got a dental plan and it's fantastic. I get 2 cleanings a year. What? Now, I'm being silly to make a point. Okay? First of all, I'm not sure we need 2 cleanings a year. But if you like 2 cleanings a year, fine. You know, I floss. I've got one of them fancy toothbrushes. It's fantastic. You get my point, Heather, that I'm making?
Yes.
Do we really want to pin our future on 2 cleanings that are covered?
Mm.
Do we take a job that's a better paycheck, but maybe the culture sucks? And inside of 6 months, I'm going, why did I do this? So I'm always going to start with, yes, recruiters, I'm available for a date. I'll go on a date with any recruiter. But I'm not committing to them. I'll listen. And I'm going to ask lots of questions. And here's where I'm starting. If this job allows me to get on the right ladder, the ladder to my dream job, pay attention, folks, or it takes me further up the right ladder than where I am, now I'm going, I'm really interested in date number 2. I'd like to go on another date because I've determined that it's the right move long term or short term as it relates to getting where I want to go. You still with me, Heather?
Yes, yes.
Now I'm listening for culture stuff, fit, like this potential leader. See, I know it's the right ladder. So they've now cleared the first hurdle. So now I'm talking to that in that second interview or in the first interview, if I've already determined it's the right ladder, I'm going, what kind of culture do you guys have here? How would you describe the culture? What's your leadership style? Do you all actively develop and promote people from within? Folks, that ought to be a seminar that I charge you people for. That's so good, what I just dropped. You ask those questions in an interview and watch the leader respond. I'm serious as I can be. Because if they're like, like a politician on one of those Sunday morning shows where it's a word salad and they just said a bunch of stuff and you have no freaking idea what they just said, we have some red flags. But if you ask that question of somebody at Ramsey Solutions, they're going to tell you. They're going to describe our culture. They're going to tell you, yeah, we develop people all the time. We actively develop you. We give you an opportunity to grow here. We have executives, operating board members who started in this company as executive assistants. These are the answers we're looking for. So Heather, listen to everybody. Look at everybody, but listen well, look well, and then you let your heart tell you, does this feel right? After you ask those technical questions, the brain will do its work, the logic, but we then must listen to our heart. Listen to your heart. By the way, talking about recruiters, the rest of you ought to need to sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com. They're pitching you all the time while you're living your life. Doesn't cost you a dime. Companies are asking them to send them talent. So when they send you something, one click, you've applied. Do your life. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future. Not so fun fact, America has a $1.6 trillion student loan crisis, and it's out of control. I'm George Camel, host of the Borrowed Future podcast, where we uncover the underbelly of the student loan industry and show you what you can do about it. It'll inspire you to see that it is possible to avoid student loans and graduate college debt-free. Listen to Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts.